It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As Secretary of State Rex Tillerson begins a trip to Asia, the emerging nuclear threat posed by North Korea will probably be a major subject of his talks in Japan, North Korea, and China. But the U.S. adversary with by far the largest nuclear capability is Russia. And the chance of a conflict there, especially one caused by lack of communication, continues to worry former Georgia Senator Sam Nunn, who's now the co-chair and CEO of the Nuclear Threat Initiative. I began part two of our talk with Senator Nunn with a question about how President Trump's push for warmer relations with Russia and its leader Vladimir Putin might affect the nuclear weapons equation. Does the nature of that relationship appear to you to be either a danger or perhaps if we're trying to improve communications with the Russians, could it be turned into a strength?
Well, it could be turned into a strength. I think President Trump has the right instincts that we have to communicate with the Russians, but we also can't ignore some of the things that the Russians have done, including the Ukrainian invasion, including some of the things they've done in Syria. So we have some fundamental differences with the Russians. And certainly we don't want to make Putin into a hero, but we have to talk to him. He's the person who is in charge of the country that can basically destroy us, even at the expense of their own destruction. That's what I call an existential common interest. And so I'm hoping that we will carefully prepare for any kind of meeting between President Trump and President Putin, but it's very important. And it's also very important that President Trump should care as much as anyone else about making sure he sends signals to the Russians that it's not permissible for them to interfere in American elections.
Does the Russian interference in the recent U.S. election raise the specter that they might have the capability to do the same on something, if you could believe it, even more serious, which is our national security apparatus?
Absolutely. In fact, I really am concerned about the fact we have no discussions going on cyber. We have no rules of the road on cyber. And if someone launches an all-out cyber attack on Americans' warning systems, or even more likely, because we're much better protected than that sort of thing than other countries that have nuclear weapons, suppose somebody wants to start a war between India and Pakistan. They have several hundred weapons each, and false warnings there could lead to that sort of situation. So this is existential for not just the United States, but for every country that has nuclear weapons, and it's certainly existential for the United States and Russia. We've got to begin conversations on that. So, yes, I'm concerned about the elections. Yes, if the Russians did interfere in our elections, I think it was a very bad miscalculation by them. But unless you have discussions, you don't realize what the other side thinks.
Should there be an or else? I mean, there's certainly been talk about what to do about the sanctions on Russia.
Well, I don't think sanctions on Russia are having very much effect on Russia, and I think we ought to take a look at them. But Russia's got to step up to fulfilling its commitments in Ukraine, and I don't agree with removing the sanctions until they do. And I think it's a mistake to act like talking to the Russians is a crime. I think if anybody has talked to the Russians and lies about it or misleads the president or misleads the Congress, then they ought to be held accountable. And that's what we've seen with the National Security Advisor and the Attorney General. But to act like anyone who discusses things with the Russians has committed a crime is crazy. The question is not whether you talk. The question is whether you have conspired with the Russians against the best interests of the United States. That's a totally different question.
Some Democrats have said that Attorney General Sessions perjured himself. They've gone so far as to use that word. Others haven't. Do you think he did? Do you think he should stay on?
I wouldn't want to judge that. I mean, you'd have to go back and read the record very carefully, but clearly he should have said, yes, I did meet with the Russian ambassador in my office. Now, maybe he forgot it. So I would think it could have been a mistake. I certainly wouldn't use the word perjury, but it certainly was misleading. And it was an inadequate answer, and I think he was correct in terms of recusing himself from this investigation. But it leaves us all in a pretty awkward situation, and I think on the whole Russian question, we're pretty far off balance.
How do we get back?
I would like to see the two presidents reiterate, particularly with the very loose and irresponsible rhetoric about nuclear weapons and the tensions between the Russian and U.S. positions on Middle East as well as Ukraine. I would like to see a repeat of the Reagan-Gorbachev statement, where the two leaders come out and announce that, you know, we differ on a number of things, but we do agree that a nuclear war cannot be won and must not be fought.
Many of the president's harshest critics have raised the speculation, and I'll just say that that's what it is, that the Russians might have something, and they're not quite sure what that something is, on President Trump. Is that a concern that you have?
We've got to be very careful between saying something as an allegation and saying it's evidence. Yeah. And I don't have the evidence for that. We've seen an increasing tendency in our country for both parties, once a presidential election is over, to find ways to try to delegitimize the election. I think that's very dangerous for our democracy. I saw it happen with Clinton. I saw it happen with Obama. We're seeing it happen with President Trump. The credibility of the President of the United States is enormously important, and we should all be very careful on that score. It doesn't mean we don't criticize. It doesn't mean we don't disagree. But it does mean that we should not delegitimize or try to delegitimize the President of the United States.
Former Georgia Senator Sam Nunn. Senator, you've been very generous with your time. Thank you so much. Good to see you.
Thank you, Dennis. Always great questions. Thanks.